scroll down, click on play before an adjective read.
I'm going rub.
No, you don't need to rub. Put them up, they're all right. All you need is just wash them and pick them. Ain't no sand on them.
What she want to do, sir?
She want to, see, when they first dig them, they had to rub the sand off out there on the grass and then wash it. See, the sand had caked down. She thought it still caked down.
They still digging, sweeping it?
No, he done got through digging. They come up there and he done went out there and give them to. They give them something, piece of gum or something every time they go. That's my sister and his, her husband. This all the whole family live right through here. For these houses you see. That's my brother on this side. That's my nephew up there. And that there's my sister over there. On up further is my niece and then my nephew. That was my nephew who just left me in that truck that I was talking to.
How many grandchildren you have in all?
Well, I got 19 grandchildren, and I guess I got two great-grandchildren, and two supposed to be born next year.
They all live near here?
Well, from Dallas back to Nacogdoches.
A small rise in land. You call that a little?
A little knoll like that right there. They call that a knoll.
Or if it's a little bit bigger, it'd be a
little hillside. Little hillside.
And to open the door, you take hold of the door.
It's supposed to take hold to them. Right there to the left. But a lot of times, them kids will take that. You see how loud this land is.
What about the thing on the door that you turn?
That's the doorknob. Everybody don't have any.
Do you ever hear the word knob used talking about land?
What?
Use the word knob about land?
Mm-mm.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
If it was bigger than a hill, like that hill yonder, it must be a half mountain or something. See, we call that a hill up there.
And
it ain't no mountain around here.
The rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp would be the...
The cliff?
And if you were talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several...
Several mountains, I guess.
Or several
cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you'd call that a...
I don't know what to call it. Now, I've been all up in the mountain when I went to California. Get over there.
Just let me come out.
Hey, get away from that. Y'all go on back and play in your playhouse now. Leave that door alone and quit slamming it. Y'all get out of here. Get out of here now. Go on. Y'all go and play until I call you. Now, see, I don't know what they call them up in the mountain. See, we don't live in the mountain. See, I visited there last year. I was there 13 days. But now, what the hell they call them, between the mountains, see, I don't know.
What about on television, the gunfighters for every man that they'd kill, they'd cut a little, what, in their guns?
I can't figure that out now. What do they call it?
Say, if you wanted to chop down a tree, first of all, you'd decide which direction you want it to fall in, and there you'd cut a little...
Oh, you cut a chip out. The blockage, you know. If you want to go this way, you go on this side and you cut a chip out. And then you saw it a little piece, and then you go back on this side and saw it there.
Do you ever hear that called a notch?
Yeah. My daddy called it, cut a chip out. He didn't ever call it a notch. He called it a chip.
And say if you'd had a heavy rain and the water